two people are married, they are what to each other?
Husband and wife.
Okay. And who do you worship in church?
Jesus Christ.
And name the first four books of the New Testament.
Genesis, New Testament.
New Testament. Most people can't, so don't feel bad.
No, I can, but it's all of a sudden here. I'm going blank. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right. What do you call the place where people go to check out books?
Library.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I had one brother lost in the service and two sisters. They're both older than I, and they're both deceased also. I'm the last.
You're the last. Mm-hmm. But you have children.
Oh, yeah.
Sons to carry on the name. Did your siblings have any children?
Yes.
Sisters,
yes, yes, many.
And what would you call those children?
Nieces and nephews.
Did your mother or father have any brothers or sisters?
My mother had a twin brother and sister, and she wasn't a twin, but they had a twin brother and a sister, and I had an aunt and uncle. I knew nothing about my father's side. I heard stories about secondhand to me through my mother, mm-hmm. about him having a sister and a brother also in Finland. One of them had died before he left home.
You have to assume you've got cousins there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just rare.
But, now, his father, but presumably came to this country ahead of him, and the brother, I took it back, and went to northern Michigan and were presumably killed in a mining accident there before he got there, or shortly after he got there. And then that's when he left and went to Alaska and made about $50,000. That must have been a huge fortune in those days. Went back to New York and got aboard the same ship. He was a cabin boy, went around the world, was a first-class passenger. Got back to Finland and bought his mother a new house and a sewing machine, came back to New York and was broke.
Oh, dear. That often happens when people come get money.
Oh,
all
but that was a long trip, though, 3.5 years to go around the world.
To keep yourself in first-class style, it might take that much. But a house and a sewing machine is a good gift, at least.
In those days, it was a treadle.
Treadle type. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. My great-grandmother had one. What would you call all the aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters together? They're your
family.
Okay. Is there a word that people have for people who are not related to you?
Not related.
Do you know a word for the main building of a ranch?
House.
And what's the plural of that?
Houses.
Describe the house that you grew up in.
Well, there's many, so many. We moved so much. It was early miscellaneous, nearly every place we went in terms of furniture and all the rest. I think the last house that folks had was in San Bernardino. It was quite nice that a builder had built it for himself.
Yes.
And then... His wife wouldn't move that if we're out of town. Now it's practically right in town. They paid the horrible sum of $4,000 for that. And it was quite a nice place. It was had a bath and a half and a basement and three bedrooms and a dining, separate dining area. Mm-hmm. And two-car garage separated. It was quite nice. That was in 1939.